This is the You Say Say, 8 minutes with an Army aviation subject matter expert. Let's fly with a topic, the Aviation Digest.
I'm Colonel Sean Keefe, Director of Training and Doctrine at the Aviation Center of Excellence.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Julie McKnight, the Doctrine and Tactics Division Chief within DOTD.
What is the Aviation Digest?
Well, actually, it's a publication's official name is the United States Army Aviation Digest. It is a professional bulletin of the Army Aviation Branch and is listed on the Army Publishing Directorate site as Professional Bulletin Number 1.
What is the purpose and history of the Digest?
In plain English, the Aviation Digest exists to maintain an aviation-specific professional discourse. We publish in accordance with AR 25-30, which states, quote, "Professional bulletins are DA-authenticated publications that give instructions, guidance, and other materials for professional development within a specific functional area and act as a forum to explain, digest, or debate Army doctrine, policy, or other definitive information."
The Aviation Digest is nested with the Harding Project, an Army Chief of Staff initiative to encourage and develop professional discourse within the United States Army. The goals of this effort are to improve and modernize the professional journals across the force, develop an archive of information for the force to learn from, and refine the professional writing and communication abilities of our leaders. Much as written professional discourse proved critical to developing successful combined arms doctrine and tactics for the new technologies emerging in the interwar period of the 1930s, the Harding Project sees today as a modernized interwar period requiring the same far-reaching intellectual conversation.
As to our history, the Army Aviation School prepared and released the very first Army Aviation Digest at Camp Rucker, now Fort Novosel, in February of 1955. Army Chief of Staff at the time, General Matthew B. Ridgway, said of the Digest's inception, quote, "I am confident that the Army Aviation Digest will be of great value in stimulating professional military discussion and in disseminating information concerning the increasingly important role of Army aviation." And that's before we were even a branch.
In 1987, the Army established professional bulletins as a new official departmental publication media. After meeting the new criteria, the Digest's September 1987 issue was its first, with its formal designation continuing until 1995, when it was discontinued due to constrained resources. The USAIS commander at the time, Major General Ronald E. Adams, shared this thought in the last issue. Quote, "The Aviation Digest has proudly served our aviation community since 1955, acting as a forum for debate, discussion, and resolution, as well as for information sharing." The Digest restarted as Professional Bulletin 1-13-1 in January 2013 with its own staff, Lieutenant Colonel Charles R. Bowerly Jr., DOTD Doctrine Division Chief, stated, quote, "As we enter enormous change in missions, organizations, and institutional focus, it's essential that we create and sustain forums for a professional exchange of ideas and best practices."
And that's exactly what the Digest has continued to do ever since.
Who is eligible to submit articles to the Digest?
Anyone can submit an article to Aviation Digest. However, articles should relate directly to Army aviation or reflect a subject that directly relates to the aviation profession. For example, leadership, book reviews, the seven core competencies, CTC preparations, letters to the editor, or large-scale combat. Our remaining topics for 2024 are July through September issue, Training for Large-Scale Combat, publication on or about 15 August. Articles are due 15 May. October through December issue, currently an open topic, publication on or about 15 November. Articles are due 15 August.
Here are basic editorial guidelines, which are also detailed on the inside of every front cover. The format is just a simple Word document. We use the American Psychological Association, otherwise known as APA, 7th edition style. However, we can put into the correct format for you. Generally, we prefer articles to be between 1,500 and 3,500 words, but we can be flexible. For visual media, if you have preferred images, submit high-resolution photographs, graphs, and figures. But don't worry, we have access to stock imagery, so you don't have to supply visual media if you don't already have it. The Digest is a publicly releasable document, so submissions must contain publicly releasable information, which means unclassified with no controlled unclassified information, or CUI. In the past, we have published a link to a CAC-protected CUI article or report, for example, something from the Center for Army's Lessons Learned, with an unclassified prologue to orient our readers and prime the pump for needed professional discourse. So that is still an option if you want to discuss something that is about a CUI topic.
Why should someone consider submitting an article to the Digest?
It's a fantastic way to grow professionally and personally. It's also a great way to help others grow in their aviation profession. Be a mentor. Think about how you can use what you've learned or experienced along the way, whether it's the institutional, operational, or self-development domains. What information do you wish someone had shared with you earlier? What challenges or solutions are you passionate about?
What is the process for publishing an article with the Digest?
Our Digest team, so that's editor Amy Barrett, who's been with us since 2017, and graphic artist Bill Heron are amazing. They are so easy to work with. Please don't be intimidated to write for us. Here are the basic steps. First, just submit your article to the mailbox address in the podcast notes. This is also listed on the public site. Click the yellow Write for Aviation Digest button. This can be your draft. We do not expect it to be ready for layout. That is key. Please just send it to us. We will work with it and we'll reply to confirm that your article has been received. Amy will review each article for subject, length, and possible OPSEC issues. If none, she will begin editing your article about 3 to 4 days and return the edited article to you for review. Collaboration will continue until both author and editor are satisfied. Your article is then placed in the queue for build a layout. Iterations with our authors also happen here as well when needed.
Once the entire issue is laid out, it goes through a floor review process internally with DOTD key leadership and externally through the PAO, legal, OPSEC, and ultimately a thorough USACE headquarters review. After the issue has been approved for release, you can find it on the Digest public site, also in the podcast notes for download. You can also subscribe to receive automatic notifications when each issue is released, and authors receive hard copies with certificates signed by the USACE CG.
Does anyone actually read the Digest?
Yes, actually. We have about 20,000 subscribers right now on our distribution list. We mail out hard copies to 405 authors, CABs, BCTs, technical libraries, etc. each issue. And the editor receives personal comments from readers and authors all the time. Army senior leaders also read it. Starting this past October, Army Chief of Staff General Randy George publishes a monthly selection of 3 professional bulletin articles from across the Army for a wider audience. Digest articles have been selected twice already, that first month in October 2023 and also January of this year.
So not only has the Army Chief of Staff specifically been interested in the Aviation Digest from its inception to the current day, but there's a unique historical significance within DOTD. Lieutenant Colonel McKnight is the author of that October article chosen for General George's list. She also happens to be the great-granddaughter of General Ridgway, who first lauded the Digest in its inaugural 1955 issue. It's a small army.
I'd just like to stress again that we do not need fully polished final articles for people to submit. I think a lot of people have that idea that they can't write for us because they don't have something that's ready or worthwhile. But I would say down to, you know, even our NCOs and our junior leaders and even some of our junior soldiers, they've experienced things out in the field. They definitely have things to share. And as long as they can get us the meat of the idea, we can work with them to make it an article that's worthy of the Digest.
Thank you for listening to the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.